Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. And I'm very glad that you chose on this Memorial Day to tune in to hear what the Word of God is saying in this hour. I pray that everyone having a blessed Memorial Day and that everyone is spending time with their family. I thank you also for tuning in faithfully, because without you, this show cannot go on. And I thank you for the many testimonies that has been shared with me, letting me know how this show has blessed you tremendously. And that is a blessing, because that's what it's all about, blessing the people of God in this day and in this hour. Today we are talking about the different types of prophets that are in the body of Christ on today. And I said the next 8 weeks that we was going to have a series of discussing the different kind of prophets. So we're on number 3 on today. And on a recap, I just want to just take time to recap the ones that we have already discussed. And as you know, real and true prophets never have to announce that they are prophets. They works, they do speak for themselves. But there are 8 kind of prophets that now we are seeing in the church on today. The first one we talked about was the incomplete prophet, and how they only prophesy. Things that they want other people to hear. They're very incomplete. They have not sat under anybody to be taught or to be trained or groomed or nurtured. And they usually operate with a familiar spirit. And their main attraction is prophecy junkies. Prophecy junkies are people that live on prophecy. They don't study the word for themselves. They don't pray for themselves. They don't even seek God for themselves. They are prophecy junkies. They just go around trying to adhere to a prophecy, trying to get a word from anybody who carries the title of a prophet. So the incomplete prophet is one that just go around just giving a word, and the word is not really from God. So that was the first one we talked about, was the incomplete prophet. Number 2 was the immature prophet. They are similar to the incomplete prophet, and they have not matured spiritually in the spirit of or things of God. And they operate in witchcraft, divination, and evil. And they are just like a loose cannon. They are bringing destruction. And they attract renegades because they both are out of control. So the immature prophet and the incomplete prophet, they work in familiar spirits, and they are just like a walking time bomb. They are out of control. They don't adhere to anyone. They don't have any covering or anything. They just basically on their own. And so those are the two that we have discussed, the incomplete prophet and the immature prophet. Today we're going to talk about the egotistical prophet. So I want you to get your pen and your paper out. And any note taking you want to do, you can do it. But most of all, if you have any questions that you would like clarified or something you don't understand, I want you to also jot it down. And then at the end of the show, you can call in, or you can even call in during the show and ask your question or give your comment. And like I said before, and many times, this is a controversial show, which is not meant to be. But however, God relates his people and what God gives us to you. And it may hit you, and that's all you have to do is say, ouch, and just get it right and go on from there. We are here to help you and not hurt you. And so that number is, if you would like to call in, is 347-324-3622. It's 347-324-3622. We are on live. And if you feel uncomfortable about asking a question on live radio, you can always drop me an email and I will read the question out and then we will answer it. And I will not give your name because some people do not like to be heard on the radio or mention their name. But either which way it go, no question is a dumb question. We will accept all questions. And we will answer it to the best of our ability. But I also want to encourage you, if you find yourself in one of these, just say, ouch, ask God to forgive you, and keep going. That's all. We're not going to ponder on it. We're not going to wallow in it. We're just going to say, God, forgive me, and go on. So today we're going to talk about the egotistic prophet. First of all, I would like to welcome my guest on the show, Apostle Leje. How are you doing today, man of God?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. I'm looking forward to this topic here, the egotistic prophet. And this one here, man of God, when we get called to the office of a prophet by God, it's, this is the main thing. This is one of the labels that can connect to us being egotistic like that. We know it all to the point to where we don't even want to see God, to hear what God is saying, like that we are speaking from our own compassion, intellect, our own mind. Basically, we just think that we are a God to the people that they don't have to serve God. They want to serve us. So what do you think is the egotistic prophet? And do we have a lot of those today?
Mm-hmm. Woman of God, the egotistical prophet, you know, as I look at that, we understand that the root word in that is the ego. And a lot of prophets, when they have been anointed, and authorized, I'm not going to say chosen, I'm going to say authorized, to operate in that office. What happens is they begin to think that not only that they are a God, but they believe to think of themselves as something beyond being petty. And they began to look at themselves different from how they would look at everyday people. But the problem with that is when you become haughty and when you become too big for your britches, you have to trace your steps. And remember, even in Jesus' ministry, Jesus walked before the people, and he was no special than them. What happened was they recognized the anointing on his life, and they gave honor where honor was due. But too many of us, as soon as we feel that we're sitting in that office, we feel we deserve the honor, and that's all it's going to be. So that's where our ego gets us in trouble, you know, with the egotistical prophet, because we at this place now where prophets, you know, they feel that they selectively should prophesy. I see a lot of prophets now, woman of God, doing private sessions, and in order for you to do the private session with them, you got to pay $500 for them to tell you. They created packages to tell you what the Lord is saying to you at this time. And it's sad because their ego has got in the way of the office until the point of where they're prostituting the ministry of the five fold.
Yes. And then after I was reading up on that too, they deal with the Leviathan spirit as well, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
And the Jezebel, Ahab.
Absolutely. Because if you remember, woman of God, anything that's opposite of anything that's opposite of that office of the Jezebel is something good. So we got to understand that the same way with when Satan was inside of heaven, we have to understand that Satan, when he used his gift to be the minister of music, he used his gift and the gift that he was authorized to use, he used it good. But what happened was he became egotistical. And when he became egotistical and he began to create anarchy, then he went from being a humble musician to being a Leviathan inside of heaven. And that's what happens. Mm-hmm. The opposite of that office can turn you to a Leviathan or can turn you to a Jezebel. And the reason why it can is because that is what walks against it on the other side of it. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize. That's why you see a lot of Jezebels and warlocks operating in the prophetic, because it could go from good to bad whenever you put yourself in it. And in order to have an ego, that's something that's inside of you that you feel that you have to be acknowledged, or you feel that you're above being petty, or you feel that because you walk in the office that you walk in, that people have to automatically bow down to you. And if you don't get it, then you're going to, like the Jezebel spirit and like the warlock spirit, you're going to manipulate until you get the power and the control.
Yes. So what makes them have that form of ego? I mean, what brings them to that place where they think they know it all and they have a big head?
Those people who are that way, woman of God, are people who believe in what people say and do. And the reason why I say that is because you notice people, when they get acknowledged, especially in the office of the prophet, and they starting to get more engagements and people starting to rely on them heavily spiritually and the whole place, then they feel like they have entitled themselves to brand that office of the prophet. And when I mean brand, they think they can make a business out of that office all by themselves. And that's what's starting to happen now. People like that, they are so into people and what people say, they allow the people and what's already in them to push them to the front to become not only egotistical to the office, but become rebellious to that office.
Wow, you said something real key, rebellious to the office, because God expects us to adhere to him and to act and walk a certain way. So you said something very key, rebellious, because you are rebelling against God, because it's not the people, it's you, the person that God has called you to do, and you are really walking rebellious towards him, which now you are in witchcraft, basically. And that ego is something, I believe, by God. It is really something. Welcome, Apostle Thomas. I'm glad to have you on the show today. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Would you like to add something in? Because we're talking about the egotistical prophets.
Yeah. Those prophets. I'm saying it's so heavy right now, this day and hour. they're so strong-headed and strong-willed until they won't accept correction or even sound advice from a wise prophet, you know, a more mature prophet that can help them to see that what they're doing and what how they're acting and how they're presenting the prophetic office is causing a distaste now in the mouths of the people. You have it now where so many people are saying that they're prophets, and not because they're looking at the office as an office to really glorify God, but they're looking at it as a way for them to be lifted up and brought to a standard of being called the best or being called, you know, it's such a competition thing going on right now with the prophets. And what's happening because the people are attaching to them, whatever that pride is in them, because many of them, if this hour have not been processed, that's one thing. They haven't been processed and they haven't been humbled before the Lord. What the man of God said about the disobedience was a very key thing, because they're doing things and they're saying things that God didn't do or say. So not only are they rebellious, but they're becoming such lying prophets. And they're doing it because the people are giving them accolades for the words that come out of their mouth, which pushes them now into a position of pride and being lifted up. So they don't even want to accept the correction that's necessary. So when you're dealing with them, it's going to be a hard battle, because first off, they think they're right, especially if anybody say anything they say it is right, or that, you know, that sometimes they guess and give right sometimes, or either like we was talking about before, they say those generic prophecies and they get real excited because someone says, oh, that's right. And they begin to push themselves. And so now you have what's going on now in the body of Christ, where the prophets are promoting themselves, and they're not promoting God's agenda or God. And so, that disobedience and rebellion and refusing to accept correction, even when they're wrong, that's real bad right now in the body of Christ.
Okay. Do they also, because I was reading about it too, they attract people that has been through rejection? Because you know, when people that has been through rejection, they are long to be loved, are long to be cared for.
They
attract those kind of people.
They attract one that have been rejected or don't know their identity either. They attract them because then they look at them and, you know, because they know these people are rejected, so here it is, a prophet that wants to be involved with me. So, yeah, they get the ones that are rejected or the ones that are dealing with identity crisis.
Because it's so trickery nowadays with the prophets, because we have so many people searching for an answer, and the first thing they want to look to is the prophet. So they are going to fall basically to you know, anybody, anything, just to hear a word, because of the fact they are ready to come out of this, or they are ready to come out of that. What would you say to a person that is seeking to come out of stuff, and they haven't even gotten to the place to where, when we know we are all supposed to seek the Lord, and then a prophet just comes with a confirmation of what God has, you know, already told you. So what do you tell a person that's just a prophecy junkie, seeking a way out, basically, just seeking a way out? What can you tell them?
You know, I try to explain to them how that they can get more damage, and show them how being naive and not having a relationship with God for themselves That's the one thing we try to form with them, that always run around for a word. We try to get their mind to change from looking for man for answers and get to a point to seeking God for themselves. But I really try to show them how they could be easily influenced and easily manipulated by a person that sees that vulnerability of them wanting a word, because most of the time the ones that really do that are people that don't have a relationship with the Lord anyway. And I try to show them the vulnerability, the vulnerable place that they put themselves in when they allow people to be their source rather than God. And so in this hour, that would be one of the main things, is getting them to understand that they need to form their own relationship with the Lord, and show them what could happen to them. Listening to a false prophet or someone, you know, besides the voice of God, showing them that so that they can get an understanding of how they could be damaged and hurt and wounded through that.
Okay. Apostle Asia, you have anything to add?
Yes, ma'am. I was, and it's crazy because we were just, I was just speaking to my people about this. I said the reason why people go and they become prophecy junkies and they end up meeting a lot of egotistical prophets, woman of God, is because they're looking for words that have not been purged, just how they haven't been purged. And it's sad because people find each other who operate in the same like spirit. And it don't matter if you operate in the prophetic or if you operate, if you're just one of those people who just run for a word. But you know what's so sad, woman of God? We're not teaching the people of God anymore how to interrupt the pattern in our lives. And the reason why we're not teaching the people to interrupt the pattern is because I'm starting to think and see that whether you're an egotistical prophet or a pastor or whoever you are, I'm starting to think that you like to see the people bound, because as long as they bound, they subject to you.
Yes, yes. And that is so true, because they know exactly what you want to hear or need to hear. And you said a key word, bound, to them. That's a spirit that overtakes the people to make them feel like that person is their God and they can't go beyond them. They really got to, they are really want to make them believe they got to come through them before they God. That's what they really want the people to believe. Apostle Thomas, if a person does not do what that prophets say, do they make them feel like they are going to be accursed or things are not going to happen for them the minute they decide for not to do what they want them to do anymore?
They get them to a point to where they begin to cause fear to come upon them, as if to say, you rejected me. And you know, the one scripture they use very prevalently is touching my mind, going to my prophet, no harm. They use that one real heavy. You know, you don't believe me. And, you know, and they say little things that make them think something bad is going to happen to them because they didn't receive them. Or they make them think that, like I said, nothing in their life is going to come to pass if they don't allow them to be the source of what they need. And so, it begins to bring them to that place, and they begin to walk in it like that. And so many of them are just delusional now, because now they're looking at these prophets as God, instead of looking to God. But they do that. They'll make you think you're going to be cursed. And if anything bad happens to you, per se, or something does not go right, they'll use this, you know what I'm saying, to try to justify or to convince person that it was because they didn't hear what they said. Most of the time, those egotistical prophets are all about getting material gain out of people. That's what it's all about, the material gain from the people to say, look at me, I'm this, I'm that, and you need to give to me, and you need to do this because of who I am. And you know, and that's why they use up all the names, master prophets, and all this kind of prophets and stuff to build themselves up and make themselves be, seem to be greater than somebody else. And so we got the master prophets, the grand prophets. We got all kind of prophets running around right now.
Yeah, and I ain't never heard of that before. Yes, Lord, we got all kind of names, master and everything. I don't know what that's about. Praise God. And like I told them at the beginning of the show, if that you find yourself in one of these prophets that we are going to be discussing, don't get alarmed. Don't get upset. Just pray. But woman of God, tell them if they find themselves in there, how could they get delivered from it?
They don't have to pray, woman of God, then they have to fast, because a lot of times there's a spiritual soul tie that's formed there. There's a spiritual soul tie that's formed because this person now becomes dependent on this person. So they have to pray and fast and break it and, you know, destroy their, you know, the takes of their flesh that think that it can't do without this person. So it takes that. They have to fast and pray, and I tell them to find someone trusted to help them to get their deliverance from them. And I tell them that, especially if they're in a church, that you need to just kind of sit with your pastor in, because a lot of times that's how they get caught. And they run in here, there, and everywhere until you get stationary. But most of all, they have to pray and get that mindset and get away from the person. I tell them that block that number, everything, whatever you got to do so you can break that control off of your life coming from there.
Okay. Apostle Asia, you got the last words.
Woman of God, I'm going to tell you this. As I was listening to Apostle, and God knows she gave some very, very good, some very, very good information. And I'm going to tell you, woman of God, I'm going to tell you just like this. If we learn to get to a place as seasoned prophets where we understand the voice of God with a teachable spirit, then we will not have so many rogues running around. And we wouldn't let them run around the way they run around. Problem is, spirits that are unchastised don't want to be corrected. And we are now producing prophets like this. We're producing members in the body of Christ like this. And what's sad is everybody relying on their ego instead of the voice. And it's so sad.
Wow.
Because.
Yes, it is.
It's so sad because the people of God, if they just go back to the basics of what the seasoned prophets do, or they go back to the basics of what some of the older saints did who operated in the office of the prophetic, it worked because they were teachable and they were obedient. But because we're so egotistical now, we'd rather die spiritually than live eternally in actually being prophetic, but prophetic in being authorized.
Yes. Wow. That is so good. Words of wisdom. Well, our next topic is Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central Time is the delusional prophet. So we're going to continue.
That's the rabbit.
The delusional prophet. So we're going to continue our series of prophets. This is number 4. Number 1 was the incomplete. Number 2 was the immature. Today is the egotistical. And number 4 will be the delusional prophet. So tune in next Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And until next week, everyone have a blessed week. Thank you, Apostle AJ, and thank you, Apostle Thomas. Y'all be blessed.
Okay, God bless.